You're a sports fan, committed, loyal, maybe even a little obsessed. You're a face-painted, jersey-wearing, tried-and-true fan, cheering on your team, win or lose. If you gamble on sports or thinking about sports betting, learn the risks and know the rules. Don't let sports betting get in the way of your game. Nicasa is here to help with information, workshops, counseling, and more. Go to SaferSportsBetting.com for details. That's SaferSportsBetting.com.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn, ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn, tell people to stay off the lawn, compare it to your neighbor's lawn, and complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance, which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Did your favorite player join a new team this offseason? You don't want to miss each game in their new threads.
Oh, that's a man's jam!
You can't make this stuff up!
Watch Kawhi, Russ, Kyrie, and D'Angelo play on the go by signing up for NBA League Pass.
Oh, what a move! And the foul!
My goodness.
Visit NBA.com and the NBA app to get started.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
I think in my own mind, it was hard for me to figure out why they would tell us, given that they were immune, why they would be truthful, admit they did the wrong thing in 17, admit they did the wrong thing in 18, and then lie about what was going on in 19. Now, can I tell you? I'm 100% sure about that. You're never 100% sure in any of these things, but that was my best judgment.
Are you going to check out today for a tattoo?
You know, that one hasn't occurred to me yet. That one has not occurred to me yet.
Mullin Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Zach Zabin in for Mully today. Happy President's Day. That was the voice of Commissioner Rob Manfred talking about over the weekend Jose Altuve, the Astros scandal, what he didn't do, what he did do. And we got a tweet, Zach, from Jeff Passan from ESPN about a half an hour ago. Jose Altuve just walked by a group of reporters, took his shirt off, turned around bare-chested, grabbed another shirt, and put it on. Yes, there was a tattoo on his left collarbone. I'm not sure if it was bad or not.
Yes.
And that, of course, is in reference to Carlos Correa spoke the other day and explained that one of the reasons in that famous or infamous example where Altuve homered off Chapman and they did not want, he did not want his shirt to be ripped off because he was modest or shy, and then Carlos Correa offered that he had a tattoo that was half done. That was the explanation, correct?
Yes.
And didn't buy it then, don't buy it now. And I just think it's kind of a silly. And the more that the Astros talk, the deeper the hole becomes for them.
Well, I think all you need to do is listen to what the other players around Major League Baseball are saying and the venom that's being spewed the Astros' way. It's because while they were cheating, they were arrogant and would taunt opponents knowing they were cheating. So that's number one. And then there does not appear to be authentic remorse from the Astros in any capacity since the quote-unquote punishment was announced. And when I say punishment, none of the players were punished. So what is the, if you're a player thinking of cheating going forward, what is going to prevent you from doing that when you know that only the manager and the GM get punished?
The counter to that is that there would not have been the weight of evidence that was overwhelming and I guess led to what we know because of the immunity that was granted these players. And without that, you don't get to know or where we are in this conversation, because without that, maybe we're still dealing with a team that is cheating and in a system that is flawed and an entire elaborate ruse that's orchestrated by the Astros.
Tom Brady did not deflate the footballs personally.
Right.
This is arguably the greatest quarterback in the history of the National Football League. He was suspended for four games. There are only 16 in a regular season. He was suspended for four games.
One-fourth of the season.
And you're telling me a team that cheated and was able to win a championship in part because of its ability to cheat. Not a single player, not a single player from the 2017 Astros is getting punished other than having to deal with the uncomfortable situation of answering questions.
Chris Bryant, who is probably one of the nicest guys in baseball, went off on the Astros during that 35-minute press conference we've referenced a lot today. He said that this was worse than steroids, that what they did was more troubling than the PED era, and all of that came with those penalties and that pollution of the game. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I thought Trevor Bauer, and he's been outspoken. He's outspoken about everything, but in particular, this situation, because he makes you start to think that this is why the players are so mad around Major League Baseball. As an example, Jose Altuve, All-Star, 2017. Whit Merrifield, not an All-Star, and maybe he should have been in 2017 because he was playing on the level.
Aaron Judge.
Now, when you go to negotiations.
MVP runner-up, right?
There you go. Cody Bellinger, Yu Darvish. I mean, you know what it did to him mentally for about a year and a half until he got himself right. Remember, what was the thing when the Cubs initially signed him? Well, you know, they thought he was tipping his pitches. Yeah, you know how he was tipping his pitches? There was a freaking camera that zeroed in on every one of his pitches, and he's got like seven or eight of them. Remember, I interviewed Darvish last year,
yes,
and I asked him to give me the menu of all the pitches that you've got, and he forgot a few. He had to remember as I was asking the next question. Oh, yeah, and there's this and this. Now, that'll mess you up mentally when you feel like, how in the world do they know what I'm going to throw?
So there's that loss of income and prestige for players that or teams that suffered as a result of the Astros' success. There's a loss of integrity that can never be reclaimed by the Astros organization, and I think never might be. I don't know, is that overstating it? Because you have things that are happening now throughout the country, and Newsweek's reporting about Little League teams in California, which are banning the Astros' name because they don't want anything associated, any kids to be associated with this idea of what that stands for or what that represents. That's impossible to recapture that. And I think that's why when you look at everything that's happened, it's sad that the punishment doesn't seem to have fit the crime. And the law, the more that I heard, and we talked about this on Friday, the more that I heard from the Astros, Jim Crane, and the players who read, you know, the scripted, rehearsed comments, the madder I got, and the more you wish now they'd go back and say, not good enough, not tough enough, take away the 2017 World Series, strip it from the history books, strip it from the legacy.
I think it's tough to do that just because, for example, when Bonds assaulted the home run record. Now, he's got it. But I don't think most people look at Barry Bonds as the home run king.
I can't, off the top of my head, remember what that number is, only because I'm having one of these senior moments, but I can always remember 755.
Right.
Because of what you're saying is that you always are going to associate Barry Bonds with getting the home run record illegitimately.
Yeah. So we look at 61, I think, still as the all-time home run record. Do you not? And you look at 755. Which was Hank Aaron's record. I mean, those are the numbers that stand out. And I think we'll look at 2017 the same way. It'll say Astros champions, but I don't think anyone considers them the real champions of the 2017 season. And it's a season that's been tainted. But I'll go back to say that I would like to see Rob Manfred start a leadership committee with players around Major League Baseball. And I think there needs to be better communication because one of the things he said is that because of the players union and the collective bargaining agreement, he was limited in being able to punish the Astros.
Mm-hmm.
But there's got to be a medium between not punishing any single player on that roster and creating some sort of, there has to be, if you're a player, just like when you walk in to a major league clubhouse, and you know right away, if you gamble, you're done. Look at Pete Rose.
Yep.
Look at what happened to the Black Sox, who were cleared in a court of law of any wrongdoing. They were acquitted and yet still banned for life.
I would be curious to see what Tom Ricketts has to say about this when he addresses the media later today at Cubs camp. I think he's talking as early as around 10 o'clock Chicago time. He will give his annual State of the Cubs address. He'll talk to the team as he does every year at Mesa. And I think that that'll be interesting, Zach. And, you know, ownership can take the lead here for teams, you know, who are Jim Crane's peers in terms of making everybody realize just what was lost in all this.
Why isn't Jim Crane taking the lead? He had no trouble firing his suspended GM and his suspended manager. But how about punishing your players?
That's a good question. That's a really good question. Before we get out of here, I wanted to touch base with you because obviously you are the voice of DePaul basketball. You had a big game in Creighton on Saturday. You've had a busy winter. This is on the verge. We're infringing on your time as you get ready to prepare for the baseball season because it won't be long before we will hear you and Pat and Coom back in the booth together. Another season of Cubs baseball here on the Score. How do you approach this time of year now? How it's different because for years you were, you know, obviously not on this calendar and not on this clock. Are you used to that yet? Are you looking forward to it or are you dreading it?
No, it's fun. I mean, you get to go out to Arizona.
I mean, dreading only because, you know, it's a grind, Zach.
It is a grind, but it's a fun grind because, you know, and this is the great thing about the Cubs is they are committed to winning. So it's not as though you're going to cover a team that you know is going to lose 100 games. And I think that's one of the cool parts about joining the Cubs broadcast booth. Plus, you're working with a future Hall of Famer in Pat Hughes, and then you're also dealing with one of the best personalities that we have in Chicago sports in Ron Coomer. So that makes it fun. The other thing that I look at is the National League Central this year. Now, we expected the Cubs to have a bunch of changes from a roster standpoint. Hasn't happened, may happen before the start of the season, who knows. But I know this, you don't know right now who's going to end up winning the NL Central. Milwaukee took a step back. St. Louis took a step back. I think there's a belief that Cincinnati has vaulted to the top of the division, but they've got to prove it. You don't know what their bullpen is like outside of Raisel Iglesias. And the Cubs still have a core that won a championship. So it could be a very fun summer if all goes right.
Last question before we get out of here for transition and Dan Bernstein and Connor McKnight coming in next. When you saw the Pecota projections of 86 victories, I think it was, a second place finish in the division, which would make the Cubs a playoff team, what was your level of surprise or reaction?
Isn't that kind of what you expect?
I thought it was a little high. Zach, this is a team that lost its best hitter over the last 50 games of the year. They have not yet replaced Cole Hamels. They lost Steve Cishek, who's a pretty valuable piece in the bullpen. I don't know what they're better at than they were a year ago, and yet 86 victories would be an improvement. So, yeah, I think I was a little surprised.
I think offensively they are what they are, right? You know kind of what you're getting. You're still looking for a leadoff hitter to emerge. Some of the issues that you had last year, you're not sure what you have at second base. You're not sure what you have at center field. You solve those two things, then I think you can be a major factor from an offensive standpoint. I think from a starting pitching standpoint, unlike last year, you have a premier number one entering this season. Because if Yu Darvish is anything close to the healthy Yu Darvish, and he's healthy, the healthy guy that we saw during the second half of last season, I mean, you've got an elite starter, a true legit number one that they haven't had in a while. And now you push everyone down a notch. So you're not expecting John Lester to do the things that he had to do when he was the ace of the team. And in all likelihood, he's not going to be going up against the ace of the other team when he's on the mound. Kyle Hendricks says that he's in much better physical shape than he's been. And I think he's been ultra consistent over the course of his career. The back end of the rotation worries you, but you know, Jose Quintana is consistent. He is exactly what he is. And they need to have a number five emerge, whether it's Tyler Chatwood, Alec Mills, or someone else, that we're not talking about right now. The bullpen becomes a major issue. It has been the last couple of seasons. So they claim that a healthy Craig Kimbrell is going to be a real closer. We'll see.
Can't trust those guys with red beards.
I don't have a beard.
Or red hair.
Oh, yeah, well, I don't have a beard. Yeah. I don't know.
Thanks for being here.
Yes.
It was a lot of fun today.
Right. I mean, you see, I actually have red facial hair, so was that a shot at me, David?
It was definitely a shot at you, Studs. Come on, taking shots.
You know, the redheaded male is the rarest of the human species, so don't be jealous.
I would not kid you. Come on, Zach. You know better than that. Thanks for being here. It was a lot of fun today. All right, so right now, you can be the sixth caller to the Scores contest line, 312-591-6700. Before we get out of here, win a pair of tickets to see Sam Hunt at Hollywood Casino. Former college quarterback, former Kansas City Chiefs quarterback, Sam Hunt, country music star. He June 20th at the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater, 312-591-6700. Be caller number six on the Scores contest line. Zach Zabin was in for Mully today. Mully and Hall, we will be back with Transition on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Hey, Connor McKnight of the Bernstein and McKnight Show. Transition with Mully and Haw at 9, but a fun weekend all around.
It has been. The All-Star Game has come and gone. We'll see what impression the national media left with regarding the Bulls and get you caught up in everything that's going on with the Cubs and the Sox.
Bernstein and McKnight starts at 9, 670 The Score.
Gee, cold cereal.
Granola.
Listen, does that sound like a satisfying breakfast to you? I think we'd rather hear sausage on the griddle. Freshly toasted English muffin, a satisfying bite into a McDonald's breakfast sandwich. So let's wake up breakfast, Chicagoland. Now enjoy a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, or hash browns. Any two for $2. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
No matter what type of business you're in, having a strong business banking partnership can help your bottom line. I'm Jeff Boundy, president of Cornerstone National Bank and Trust Company. We strongly believe that trust, service, and relationship are the cornerstone of a successful business banking partnership. Customers like Chuck Kuhn of GL Precision Tube in Aurora agree.
Thanks, Jeff. GL Precision Tube prides itself on providing custom steel tubing in a wide range of shapes and sizes. Being flexible and responsive to the needs of our clients is crucial when competing with domestic and overseas manufacturers. My team at Cornerstone customized a suite of financial products to meet the unique needs of our growing company. With a line of credit, equipment financing, and cash management products, Cornerstone has helped me to maintain our company's competitive edge. That is why since 2017, Cornerstone National Bank is the bank where we belong.
Thanks, Chuck. Please visit cornerstonenb.com, where I invite you to give me a call at 847-654-3000 to explore a business banking partnership. That's 847-654-3000.
Cornerstone National Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to Nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Author Chris Edmonds' book, No Surrender, tells the story of his father, a Jewish-American POW, and his acts of defiance against his Nazi captors.
So the major storms over to my father. He says, they cannot all be Jews. To which my father declared, we are all Jews here. The Nazi turned blood red. One last chance. Sergeant, you will order the Jewish prisoners to step forward or I will shoot you.
To hear more, go to ConnectingVets.com.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the Radio.com app today. And listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the Radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Listen to Lawrence Holmes weekdays noon to 2 on The Score.
Hawk, congratulations on winning the Ford C. Frick Award.
Thanks, Lawrence. I just do this right now, so I haven't sorted things out in my mind yet, because this is a bit of a life changer, you know, going to Cooperstown. It just doesn't happen very often, you know, you get an honor like this.
What's it mean to you to have been the voice? And you know, in the intro, I brought it up that you're the voice in my head when I think about White Sox baseball. Well, what's it mean to you? For a lot of White Sox fans, you are that.
Means so much. As I said on my last speech there, I love them, and I always will. And I think we did create a bond that, you know, being called a homer was the greatest compliment you could pay me.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Hi, I'm Michelle Smith, two-time Olympic gold medalist and ESPN analyst. Only 41% of women college teams are coached by women, and the numbers are even lower at the youth level. Female coaches made an incredible impact on me. That's why I'm passionate about helping women level the playing field. WeCoach is a nonprofit focused